Hello and welcome to Athletico Mints with me, Bob Mortimer. It's so kind of you to join us today. And as always, I hope you're enjoying good health and happiness in your life. To start off with, I would like you to imagine you are lying on a deserted beach where the only sound is that of the gentle waves breaking on the beach and the gentle breeze caressing the leaves of the palm trees behind you. You stretch out your fingers into the warm sand and dig your toes beneath the surface to enjoy the cool, damp sand beneath. Reaching into your cool box, you remove a chilled salad of crab, lobster, avocado and salsa. As you raise the plate to take your first delicious bite, a lump of heron shit the size of a pita bread lands plumb in the centre of your salad. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, Andrew Dawson. Oh, Mr. Dawson. His tits sweat in the sun. Drip, 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 Dawson. Oh, Mr. Dawson. Face like a hot cross bun. That's Mr. Dawson. He's such a caution.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi there. I forgot to sing along. I sang along last time.
Yeah, you sang along once.
Sorry.
Is that because it's making you a bit moody, sulky?
A little bit. It's not very nice. Not very nice things you say about us.
It's just, you know,
I come all this way to London and, you know,
oh, not
very
this,
nice.
Not him. Give us a quiz, Andy, please.
Imagine you not like him because Bananarama's back. You know, I'll tell you about it later on.
No, well, you'll end up in court, though.
No, who's going to take him to court? Like,
someone who suffers mental distress.
He's just a man. He's just got, like, things going on in his life.
Have you got a quiz for
I've got a quiz for you. It's called Boing, Boom, Chuck. Black, whoosh, Summers, Peanuts, Ferry, give me just a little more time. Rogers, up to me neck in it. Twang, boing.
Give us a boysy.
Marlene.
Thank you.
Right, I've got another quiz for later on, but that's Marlene related. Might have to wait next week. Right, here we are. We've got four renowned pop stars.
You had to do four, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. And I want you to put them in order of age. Ugh. All right, you've heard of all of them.
Okay, go on.
Come on, here we go. They're all around about your age, so you'll be familiar with. Andy Summers of The Police.
Yeah.
Paul Rogers of Free. I put that in because that's your favourite group.
Yeah.
Try to help you a bit. Brian Ferry of Roxy Music and Brian Ferry. And Jet Black of The Stranglers. I want you to tell me who's the oldest and then work your way down or the other way. It's up to you. Are you Googling them?
No, I'm just writing them out. So it was Andy Summers.
Andy Paul Summers Rogers. Of The Police, Paul Rogers of Free, Brian Ferry of the Roxy Music, Jet Black of Stranglers. Stranglers came round the other day.
Right. I've reached my conclusions, Andrew.
Let's hear it.
Oldest Summers, then Rogers, then Black, then Ferry.
No, me. I'm happy. Nowhere near. Oldest, Jet Black of the Stranglers, is 80.
Shit.
I know. Get a load of that. Second oldest, Andy Summers of the Police, is 76.
Yeah.
Brian Ferry, 73.
Yeah.
Paul Rogers is the youngest out of all of them, 69 years of age.
Wow.
I know. I messed with your head there, haven't I?
Oh, I quite enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it. We've learned something as well, and I've seen you humiliated. That's two of my favourite things. So that you've just played Boing, Boom, Chuck, Black, Whoosh, Summers, Peanuts, Ferry, give me just a little more time. Rogers, up to me neck in it. Twang, boing, and you lost.
Right, Andrew.
Yeah.
Did you listen to TalkSport, Deadline Day?
Oh, missed it.
Was
it good?
Covering the last few hours of the transfer window. It was. I realised it was really interesting, so I taped it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll play it to you now, Andrew.
Please do.
Yeah? So it's Jim White, you know. Welcome to Deadline Day with me, Jim White, folks. Surely the most exciting day of the year by a distance. I'm joined today by Mr. Steve McLaren and his snake, Casper. So how excited are you, Steve?
We're both very excited, Jim. It's like being part of an exciting story where the end is as yet unwritten.
But are you so excited that the hairs on the back of your head are standing up? Or like me, are you so excited that your urinary tract has filled up with pancreatic acid? What about you at home? I want to know how excited you are. Are parts of your body shutting down due to excitement? Or are you coping okay? So, Steve, I see you've brought a little trophy along with you. How exciting is that?
Yes, it's an award given to me and Casper by the National Carpet Association in recognition for our work as ambassadors for the carpet industry. It's a solid brass representation of a 4-yard roll of playing Axminster, probably the greatest moment of our careers.
So, Steve, what for you is the most exciting thing in the world?
Oh, that's easy. It's when Casper does one of his Bhangra dances on my bed. My heart skips a beat because he's such a yummy, bubbly cup full of suds and laughter.
I'm not with you there, Steve. For me, Deadline Day is the most exciting occurrence in human history. Nothing of note coming in at the moment. So let's take a break. Do, do, do. Shelves and windows. Do, do, do. And kitchen cabinets do. Do, do, do. Free installation. Do, do, do. Hidden charges will apply. Right, that pancreatic acid is now seeping into my balls. That's how excited I am. And to add even more excitement into the excitement pile, we're joined now by ex-Blackpool and QPR manager Ian Holloway. Ian, can I, Gert, just straight away say how excited I am to be here today and also state that I no longer bear a grudge with Steve for taking my average manager's job at QPR. Let's, Gert, shake on it, Steve.
I must say, that's very nice to hear, Ian. Do you ever see anything of Mr. Fernandez? Me and Casper miss him so much.
Well, he's a surprise for you, lads. I've actually got Mr. Fernandez, the QPR chairman, on the phone now. How exciting is that, folks? Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. I just finished a Frankfurter roll with a slice of tomato pie on the side. It's made my jaw ache, but I ain't complaining.
I got Steve and Ian with me, two of your ex-managers. What would you like to say to them?
Hey, not so much. Pair of shoebies, if you get my drift. I kind of like the snake Casper. I think we could have maybe finished 15th if I'd stuck with him.
You expecting any incomings at QPR?
That's very good.
Yeah, sure thing. I'm expecting a consignment of kabushi berries from Long Island, and boy, am I going to stew those suckers till they weep. Anyway, I gotta go now. Don't forget, life's too short to be a dope.
Kabushi berries, how exciting is that? And talking of excitement, I've just received reports that Joe Peacock from Chesterfield is going out on loan to York City. What do you make of that, Ian?
Well, I don't know the lad, nor have I ever seen him play, but I think it's a good move for both clubs.
What's that, Casper? You think Ian's a stupid little bald bastard? That's not very nice.
That certainly is not. How are you going to respond to that, Ian, with something exciting? Come here, snake thing. I hate you, and this is my moment. I'm going to strangle you right up.
Get off him. Leave Casper alone, you fucking brute.
Oh, how exciting is this? Phone in if you're excited. I've got acid actually seeping into my bell end now. That's how excited I am.
Take that.
Och, he's only gone and lamped Holloway with his carpet trophy. How exciting do you want? Back after this break.
Bah.
Don't be a sheep. Moo. Don't be a cow. Och. Don't be a pig. Be a human being and buy your replacements from Infinity Windows. They won't last long and they're not very strong, but they're as cheap as booze. And that, Andrew, an unusual development for Mints to just play a bit of,
yeah,
of talk sport, but...
It was like Jim White was in the room. I want to talk about my vacuum cleaner.
Oh, this
an update, a development in the vacuum cleaner realm. I've admitted defeat, Bob, with the Chinese cordless model that I've been persisting with.
What's happened?
I mean, you know, the last time I'd been catching ants in it.
Yep.
That's about all it's good for.
Really?
That's about all it's good for. I've been living a lie. You knew I was, you know, talking shite about it.
So what have you done? Have you buried it?
I'm putting it on a free cycle. It's still got some ants in it.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I should list it with or without ants. I could list it as a vacuum cleaner that's useless, or I could list it as an ant farm.
I think that you should do a combination.
A combo. More chance of getting shot. So I've ordered a new one. I did a proper research and I've got a shark.
Oh,
are you familiar with them?
Quite pricey. I don't know the shark range, but I've heard good things about it.
This was direct from the shark website, and it was £200, right, down from 349.
Yeah.
So next day delivery as well. So it came, delivery bloke came just as I was getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago.
Is this a South African?
So I had a towel. Yeah, the towel wrapped around me, a bit embarrassing.
Yeah,
so I opened the door to him anyway, and he says, seen you.
Oh, it's Jeremy Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn delivering Hoovers. He says, yeah. Seen you, thinking you're Jeff Capes there, or his long-standing rival, the late John Paul Sigmerson. I says, I've just come out of the shower, Jeremy. You know, I'm not trying to be a competitive strong man or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his body.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing strong about this at all, is there? He says, what's your best sit-ups? I says, I don't know. I try and go to the gym now and again, Bob, but I never do. I sit ups when I'm there. I'll go on the bike or the running machine or something. So he doesn't give in. He says, go on, ask me mine. Ask me my best sit ups. I says, oh, what's your best sit ups, Jeremy? He says, 11.
Wow.
I says, that's not very many sit ups. I hadn't finished. 11 million and 11. Bosh. I said, all right, fair enough. I'm standing there, water dripping off me. Yeah. I just want my new shark vacuum cleaner.
Of course.
I don't need this, you know. I says, all right, fair enough. You win. You win at sit-ups. He says, lol, owned. And just then, Billy Bragg shouts from across the delivery van. Bragg's driving the van. And he shouts, hurry up, gents. I need a shit. We drove past an athletics track on the way. It's all covered in moss and weeds. I think I'll drop it on that. And Jeremy goes off, leaves the shark.
I got a shark, though.
I got me shark, and then they were gone.
Oh, right. So, he's weird, isn't he? He's so competitive.
He's competitive, isn't he? Yeah. It's just always with me. Still, what I've done.
He never hurts you.
Not yet.
I mean, that's
physically.
All, yeah.
There's a lot of emotional pain.
So, Sean Dyche.
Sean Dyche, yeah.
Yeah, he's... I managed to intercept a WAV.
Oh, a WAV.
A WAV.
There's been some talk of MP3s from Sean Dyche, but he's sticking with the WAV.
Yeah, it was a WAV.
I'll shut up.
No, it's all right. It's this one he sent to his players after their defeat against Arsenal.
Mm.
Saw defeat at the hands of those cheating southern fannies, Arsenal. Remember, dive. Feign injury. Couscous. Cappuccino. Weep. Fall over. Finger foods. And that's the Arsenal way. At Burnley, it's all about honest graft. Head to the ground and don't act daft. Premier League survival is all that matters. Spend the money on defenders and never attackers. All I ask is for grit, graft and gammon. You can fuck off home with your oak smoked salmon. Industry without pleasure. Long balls at your leisure. If you want to score, get the ball off the floor and remember... shit. Piles. Screeding. Roadkill. Eggnog. And that's the Burnley way.
There it was. Glad it I intercepted is. That WAV.
Yeah, nice WAV that. Good stuff. Ask yourself this. What's best out of more or less? That's right, it's more. And now you can get more from us while helping to sustain the ongoing Atletico Men's nightmare by joining Club Parsnips, our new subscription scheme. Scheme? Con. Not a con. It costs just £2 plus VAT per month, and you'll get loads of bonus content, including all the episodes advert-free, and the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping to power the Athletico Men's juggernaut as it rumbles on.
Not actual juggernaut. Terms and conditions apply.
Find out more and sign up now by visiting athleticomins.com/parsnips. Thank you. Is that Roy Hodgson outside?
Roy?
Yeah.
I think it might be.
It might be. I'll go and let him in, shall I?
Go on then.
All right. Hey, Roy. Come on. Get yourself in. Have a seat.
Hiya, Roy.
Hello there. Hello, you pair of slack bastards. What's going on in here?
Well, we're doing our podcast, Roy.
You never heard of it?
Well, I didn't tell you what it was called, actually.
Doesn't matter. I know all the podcasts, and I've never heard of this one.
Oh, all right, oh.
It's about Warhammer, I take it?
Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Warhammer, man.
Warhammer.
No, no, it's not actually, Roy.
No, that makes no sense to me, then.
Look, so your season at Palace hasn't got off to a great start, Roy?
Oh, I couldn't care less about that.
Why is that?
Well, my main objective of the summer was to hang on to Wilfried Zaha. Objective smashed with extreme prejudice.
I know, but Roy, you've only got 1 point and one goal.
Yeah, all that stuff is a frippery. I needed to retain Zaha's services for my woman needs.
Sorry, it's all a
frippery.
It's all a
frippery.
Frippery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, your Warhammer needs.
Warhammer.
Warhammer,
yes. It's worthless to me on a football field. Do they still call it a field?
Yeah, I think so, Roy. So you knocked back $100 million for Wilfried Zaha so you could play Warhammer with him?
Yeah, it's a ruse I came up with.
I'm sorry, Roy.
A ruse. Yeah, the daft bastard just uses wood elves or lizard men in every single situation. No imagination or tactical variation whatsoever. 9 times out of 10, I just decimate whatever he turns up with. That's the kind of man I need in my squad at Palace.
What, like even if you end up getting relegated?
Well, that's not my club. I couldn't really give two hoots.
Hey, what about Roy Hammer? Is that still going?
No, it is not. The Warhammer people came round and watched me while they made me set fire to all of it. Legal stuff, you know?
Oh, it is a shame, isn't it?
Oh, they'll pay eventually. That's all I'm saying. Right, anyway, I've got to go now because it's 3 for 2 on paints up the Warhammer shop and I'm low on Nurgling Green and Pink Horror. Where's the door?
It's just there where you came in, Roy.
Are you sure? It feels like a ruse.
No, it's not a ruse. That's there, where you came in.
Oh, yeah, I recognise it there. All right, bye-bye.
See you, Roy.
See ya.
Warhammer. You're quite chippy today, Roy, weren't you?
Yeah, well, the football's back in it. You know, that's where he's at his best.
And he just wants Zaha and his squad
just to play Warhammer.
Hammer him at Warhammer.
It's that or £100 million in the kitty of a Crystal Palace. You take your money, you takes your choice or whatever they say.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Crime Files.
The Northumberland hamlet of Grafton Bridge lay in the bottom of the Harthorpe Valley. With its 12th century church and characterful houses, it presents as a quintessential northern village, peaceful, friendly and picturesque. But all that was to change on the 4th of March 2018.
You could be more bang on with them, couldn't you?
I couldn't find the button, sorry.
The High Street pub, the Cross Keys, was the social hub of the town where people met to gossip and socialise and enjoy its 3-crown tourist board dining experience. On this particular evening, the Cross Keys darts team was playing a match against a team from the village of Kerfield, a village full of the super rich and local celebrities. Their team included the Premiership footballer John Joe Shelby and the renowned fisherman and actor Robson Green. The home team included local nonsense potter Neil Hunt and Jed Baker, owner of Baker's Failing Shoe Shop. I always hate it when we play Kelfield, you know, so full of themselves with their fancy jackets and expensive darts. I tell you what, Neil, I hope we can beat them for once, like.
Yes, the right bunch of strutting peacocks coming in here like they own the place, laughing and talking. Who do they think they are? The Harlem fucking Globetrotters? Oh, watch out, here they come.
Robson Green entered the room.
All right, lads, how are you diddling? Ready to get beat again? I'm only joking. Just pulling your legs, like. How's your nonsense pottery going, mate?
Absolutely fine, thank you. Now, shall we toss for who goes first, for nearest the bull?
John Joe Shelby spoke.
Yes, we must. And I insist that we use this gold doubloon that my great-great-grandfather used to button up his cape. I call heads.
J.J. Shelby tossed the coin, caught it and placed it on his wrist. It had indeed landed on heads.
I win and declare that the Kelfield Arms shall throw first.
Just a minute. Show me the other side of that coin.
Nobody may gaze upon my doubloon. It's job done. Accept your defeat.
Look, just show me the coin. Just show me the fucking coin. It's probably heads on both sides. I insist you show me the doubloon or we toss again using a good old honest UK coin.
So, you want to make an issue of this? You doubt my integrity, do you, Mr. Nonsense Potter?
Yes, that's a yes on both counts.
At this point, J.J. Shelby leapt onto the pool table and started flapping his arms up and down.
There's only one count in here, and you're looking at him. Fancy making a move, Pottery Nonsense.
Robson Green intercepted.
Oh, yeah, lads, just, calm down here. Get down from there, JJ, and let's toss again so we don't have no ill feeling, like.
The toss was repeated, and this time the cross keys called it correctly. Nonsense Potter Neil Hunt took his sports bag to the gents' toilet to change into his match shirt. As he stood looking in the mirror, JJ Shelby appeared out of nowhere.
So, Nonsense...
Sorry. I thought that was it.
Anytime you like.
So, Nonsense Potter, it's just you and little old me. Let me ask you, are you a virgin?
How dare you ask such a personal question? How fucking dare you? What business is it of yours anyway?
At this point, Shelby lunged at Neil, grabbed him by the neck and lifted him clean off the floor as if he was just a child.
I ask you again, are you a virgin, little nonsense pottery man?
What are you doing, you satchel of shit? Put me down, you... Put me fucking down! You won't get away with this, Jesus! I can hardly breathe, are you insane? Are you literally fucking insane?
Shelby tightened his grip.
Answer the question, my precious little potter.
All right, oh, fucking right, yes, I'm a virgin! But I've watched my brother do it. And you might as well know right now that he owns a sword shop and he won't be happy about this.
Shelby released his grip and Neil fell into a heap on the floor.
The sword holds no fear for me, matey boy. Be a different matter if he was a fence post wholesaler.
Hold on. Just fucking hold on. Are you some sort of fucking night creeper? Some variety of vampire or something equally fucking daft?
I'm actually a hybrid. My father was a Mysteron and my mother an adult wolf that had gifted blood to a vampire around the back of a haulage company in Budapest.
Fucking typical! So fucking typical of me that I pick a body with a fucking hybrid blood snatcher. Honestly, why fucking me? I go to church most weeks and I display charity leaflets in my nonsense fucking pottery.
Oh, stop whimpering, you fart of a man, and prepare to deliver up to me your virgin potter's blood.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Neil knew he was about to meet a fate worse than death. Then his eyes caught sight of his dart shirt poking out of the top of his sports bag. It was a long shot, but it just might work. As Shelby made his lunge towards him, Neil pulled the shirt out of his bag and thrust the large embroidered cross-keys image towards the oncoming Shelby. Shelby was stopped in his tracks immediately.
No, no, not that fucking shape. It hurts my mind like a thousand bees stinging my thought chambers. Put it away, I can't fucking bear it. I beg of you.
Oh, fucking ah! Fucking yes! Get out of here, you midnight fucking nuisance! I'm Neil fucking Hunt, and I'm fucking loving my life right now. And don't think the local darts committee won't hear about this fucking bullshit!
Shelby ran out of the toilet and the pub and was not seen again that night.
Man.
The Kelfield Arms were forced to forfeit the match. Later that evening, Jed spoke to Neil. So what exactly happened in the toilets like?
Your local so-called nonsense potter kicked a vampire's ass so hard his screams could be heard on the fucking moon. Hey, what do you call a vampire that can lift up cars?
I don't know.
Jacula!
And the two friends laughed as if every single drop of beer in the pub was in fact the punchline to an incredible joke.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. There. Is that the end?
Yeah, that was Grandpa. Leave
it going a bit longer. Yeah, that's enough. Oh, that
things
was
that go on in
superb.
Country,
Neil Hunt triumphed. I'm quite
glad. I'm Neil fucking Hunt! And I'm loving my life right now!
Lovely stuff. We've had an unusual incident tweeted into us. It's pictorial, so I'll show you it and we might tweet it out. It comes from Lee Gutcher and he says, unusual incident this morning, made myself a little camp-a-choo-choo when an alien fella appeared in my mug kicking a football. And I'll show you it now, Robert. There it is.
Oh, it is.
Do you regard
that
as an unusual incident? Because I don't think you could replicate that.
I think it is, isn't it?
Naturally, could you?
Talking about unusual incidents.
Yeah, let's always talk about them.
Unusual incident or unident.
Is that what we're calling them now?
We could do.
We could trademark that.
I've got three unidents, right?
Right.
I want to see if you can spot which one actually happened.
All right.
Two of them didn't, right?
It's like a little quiz, I like it.
So I was at Pets at Home buying some chicken yogurts for my cat.
Yep. Yeah.
Help it, because he had to take some pills for he was on pills. Yep. They were only $1.99, so I
had to take some pills because he was on pills.
On pills. So I was counting up my change in the palm of my hand at the till, yeah? When next to me was one of the, you know those little yappy handbag dogs?
Yeah.
The woman next to it, next to me, had one of them. And it reached over, right, with its paw and spilt all the change out of my hand onto
the little
floor.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one. So I was in the hairdressers having me hair cut by this young barber. And at the end, he did that thing with the, you know, the little stick with meth on where they burn the hair out of your ear.
What?
Do you not get that up north?
No.
The Turkish barbers down here, they light a little thing.
I've never visited a Turkish barber. I cut my own hair, you can probably tell. I've got a machine.
Agricultural.
It's got a reading on it.
Oh, it's got a reading. You're laughing, aren't you? That makes it mean that you gives me the feeling that you understand science.
Yeah.
To burn your ear hair.
Right.
Out. Well, just as he lit his little, there's a little flame on the end of it, a fly landed on the mirror, and he burnt it. Bang. Like that, with one swoop of his little fiery thing.
Wow. Deliberately.
Next one. I like big pot of yogurt, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, the bigger pot.
Yeah.
Right. So
you've signified with your hands there a one that's about a foot high.
No, it's about, aren't they, about 6 inches or something like that. So I went to the fridge, grabbed it, sat on the sofa watching a show called I Am a Murderer. I got about a third of the way through it before I realised it was actually a large pot of Marks and Spencer's custard.
Oh.
But until that point, I'd accepted it as yoghurt.
You just took it in.
So which of those three is a genuine unident?
The barber.
Unlucky.
The fly.
Andy. Unlucky, Andy.
Which one was it?
It was number one.
No, the dog.
Number one. It was
the little
doggy.
Shit.
Little
shit. So was it a chihuahua, was it?
I don't know what they're called. Pocket.
Tiny thing. Because my dog's half chihuahua and that's the half of him that's a little shit. And the other half's a shih tzu, which is all right, really.
Good afternoon, my name is Dominic Littlewood,
and
welcome along to my new game show, Reasonable for Teeside. especially tailored for you, Mr. Bob Mortimer, as it focuses on Teesside, the land where you were born and raised. Now, the game goes like this. I'm going to give you some headlines from the local Teesside press, and I want you to tell me whether these incidents are reasonable for Teesside.
Okay.
Or whether they're a little bit extraordinary. You could say unusual.
Unident.
Yeah, unident, maybe. Yeah. Now, my usual sidekick, Joe Swash, is away, and I'm being helped out today by the number one daytime TV celebrity from the People's Republic of Turkmenistan, Igor Shenka. Okay. Say hello, Igor. Thanks, Igor. Right, Robert, here we go. Schoolboy carrying ninja harpoon weapon arrested at family-friendly carnival.
I think I read that once.
Is that reasonable for Teesside or is that unreasonable?
That's reasonable. We like a harpoon.
You think that's reasonable? Ego, what do you think? Well, I don't think we can disagree with Ego there, can we? Second one, cocky bike rider gave police the finger and was then arrested for drink driving. Is that reasonable for Teesside, Robbie? Or is that unreasonable?
I think that's reasonable for any location.
That's reasonable for anywhere. Yeah. You think so. What does Ego think? Bit of a difference of opinion there, I think. Final one. This is the deciding one. Burglar arrested from smoke-filled car after chase told police, fuck off, when asked for sample. Is that reasonable for Teesside, Obi?
That's pure Teesside.
That's total Teesside. Well, we'll ask Igor. What was he think? There we are. So, I think we can call it a draw.
That's just a draw, isn't it?
Thanks for coming along, Robbie. Thanks for Igor. It's been reasonable for Teesside.
Andrew, Jordan Henderson sent me a song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so he sent us it on a MP3.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
That's a good file for a song, yeah.
Okay, so
I'll sing
that for you.
Here we go.
I'm a wingnut, I'm a scout hut. I got a slice of ham where there should be a hand. I'm a spud gun, I'm a bread bun. I'm trying to grow a cream horn in the middle of me lawn.
Jordan, it's Carol fucking Beasley here. Have you ever considered the 12-egg diet? 12 eggs of any variety per day, preferably cooked for you by a fucking clown, and get some fucking police interceptors down your neck. It's well fucking groovy.
Jordan, Ian Holloway here. What you need to do is drink some cider and scoop the cider flies off the top, roll them into a ball, get them down your neck with a lump of cheddar.
But I'm a fucking nut job. Nailed a plank of wood on the Damien Duff. I'm a boost bra, I'm a sports bra. I once slaughtered an eel on Alan Shearer's field.
Jordan, it's Mark Hughes here. You know, you need to start mumbling more and never ever commit to anything other than improving your mumbling technique. You know, and one thing that helped me is wearing a bra. Like, you might like to try that. JJ Shelby here. You need to keep out of the light and hunt your prey at night. Don't eat curly whirlies or twisters, they're far too elaborate. Go easy on the garlic nans, they can turn you queasy.
I'm a wingnut, I'm a scout sort. I've got a slice of ham where there should be a hand. I'm a spud gun, I'm a bread bun. I'm trying to grow a cream on in the middle of me lawn. Oh, fuck it off! Go on, fuck off!
So that was it, Andy.
I'm trying to grow a cream horn in the middle of his lawn.
Well, I guess that's enough, innit?
Magnificent.
Andrew? Do you think that's enough?
That's enough for this one, I reckon, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for having us, folks.
Thanks
See
for
you next time.
Ta-da.